What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. You can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes the toxic relationship dulls the pain. A lot of times you see a lot of people talking about the trauma bond and why it's so hard to leave a toxic relationship dynamic and whatnot. Why it's so tough to leave leaving a toxic relationship with a narcissist is so much harder and more complicated than leaving a non-toxic relationship, than having an amicable breakup where you both people just kind of mutually fall out of love and just separate each other. We can be friends, but we just can't. You know, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. Let's remain friends. Let's be amicable. Let's do this. That's a rare dynamic. That's rare when you're coming outside of a toxic relationship, because toxic relationships typically don't end like that. Toxic relationships typically end in a different way. You know, toxic relationships end when they end abruptly. They end violently. They end viciously. And the person, the non-narcissistic person, is harder a lot of times. Like, the trauma bond does exist. I know people, what is the trauma bond? You keep saying the trauma bond. You know, what is the trauma bond? What is it? Trauma bond is like, this is my definition of trauma bond. It's like the ups and downs get you addicted to a toxic person, get you addicted to a narcissist. The super extreme highs and the lows of a toxic relationship, like the roller coaster ride, get you addicted to this person, right? Get you addicted to the person. Like, it's damn near like being addicted to a drug, but instead of an actual drug, it's a person. Instead of an actual, it's not the C word or marijuana or something like that. It's an actual person. You know what I mean? So this drug is a human being. This drug is a person. So once you become addicted to this person through the ups and downs, the chemical bonds in your head start to attach to this person. Maybe you have some codependency. Maybe you're an empath or whatever. You have too much empathy for this person. You become bonded to this person through shared traumatic experiences. Y'all, it's trauma. Your relationship is traumatic because you're super high, right? You're riding to the top of the roller coaster. You're like, oh, we're getting excited. When you're in a relationship with a narcissist, the love bombing phase happens, right? You get addicted to a narcissistic person through the love bombing phase. Being addicted to them, like, it's love bombing. It really is. No, they give you everything you want and need. They become the person you've been praying for, the person you've been asking God for. God, give me God, give me my soulmate. And all of a sudden, a narcissist pops up first. And this narcissist appears to be your soulmate. They give you everything you want to need. And then they slowly, meticulously take it away from you. But guess what? Because they spent so much time in the love bombing phase, giving you everything that you want to need. Even when they start to treat you badly, even when they start to devalue you, you know that they can treat you good. So you try to change yourself. You ask and pray and beg and plead. Can we go back to the beginning? Can you treat me like you used to? Can you do what you used to do for me? What's happened? What has changed about our relationship? Why are you treating me this way now? What's different now? You know, and you get, even when you know the relationship is over in your head, your heart is still attached to this person. For me, the trauma bond is when your head and your heart are not in alignment and you're being led by your heart. Because logically, you can open your mouth and say, this person is toxic. This person has cheated on me. This person has beat on me. This person has lied to me. This person has manipulated me. This person has pretended to be everything that I wanted and needed and taken it away from me. This person has ruined my life. This person has ruined my relationship with my family. This person has ruined my relationship with my friends. This person has contributed to all of that. Contributed to ruining the relationship that I have with my own children. But still, something is bonded. I'm still bonded to this person. I'm still addicted to this person. This human being is now your drug. This human being is now your drug. But like I said, I know I've talked to so many people when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom. I do my one-on-ones over Zoom, right? This human, I've talked to so many people. They're like, I've actually beat addiction. I've actually beat a drug addiction. I've actually beat an alcohol addiction. But you know what? This is harder than that. It's like it's the same chemicals in my mind are activated for this relationship, even though it's toxic as hell, even though it's super abusive, the same chemicals that I used to crave for that drugs, I crave for this person. And I tell them, I'm like, it makes sense though, but it's harder. It's harder for me to kick this person. It's harder for me to break up with this human being. It's harder for me to keep this human being out of my life than it is for me to keep these drugs out of my life, than it is for me to keep this alcohol out of my life. And I say, you know what? It makes sense to me because those drugs and alcohol can't pick up a phone and text you. That drugs and alcohol can't pick up a phone and call you. That drugs and alcohol can't pick up, can't send you an email saying that they love you and they miss you. If you have drugs and alcohol that are doing that for you, I hope you, the drugs and the alcohol are not picking the phone up and texting you and calling you. Hey, it's weed. I miss you and I love you. That's not really going to be happening in real life. You see what I'm saying? It might happen in a cartoon, but it's not going to happen in real life. But you see the dynamic. It's harder to break this person addiction than in this drug addiction. Because, like I said, the person can text you. The person can apologize to you. The person can say, I'm sorry for everything. Those drugs and alcohol cannot. But guess what? You get the same feeling when you go back into the relationship. You know the toxic relationship is bad for you. You know it. They call you. You call them. Y'all reach out. Y'all reconnect. And guess what? You get a hit. You get a hit of this person to dull the pain. Like I said, the title. Sometimes the toxic relationship dulls the pain because it hurts like hell to leave this relationship. The pain that you feel from leaving this relationship, it hurts. It hurts so badly. You can't eat. You can't sleep. You can't drink. You can't think. You can't go to work. You can't parent correctly. Nothing in your life is good. It hurts. Every part of your body hurts. You're crying. You cry so much, your eyes are red. You can't, you have no more tears left. You need to put some Visine in your eyes to be able to cry again. You cried all your tears out. It hurts so badly. You don't think the pain will ever go away. But guess what happens? You get a text message or they like a status or they email you from a fake email account. And guess what? You get a hit. You feel better all of a sudden. This person dulls the pain for you, but it's a temporary fix. It's a temporary fix because your head knows they are not good for you, but your heart is like, I need a hit. Your heart is like, I need a hit. Your heart is like, I need a bump. I need a bump of this toxic relationship so I can feel better for a little while. I know it's bad for me. I know it's wrong. I know everybody over there is telling me that it's wrong, but you know what? They don't know what I feel. They don't know this pain. So I need to go get a hit. And guess what happens? When you get a hit, when you get back into the relationship, 2-3 weeks in, 2-3 days in, 2-3 months in, you realize like, damn, I done messed up again. Why am I back in this relationship? I'm sad as hell. I'm lethargic now. My energy is gone while I'm in the relationship. So guess what happens? Y'all break up again. And guess what happens? The pain comes back again. So you need another hit. It's hard to kick this person addiction. Because I don't think you love them anymore. I think you're addicted to them. And it hurts so bad to leave, but it hurts so bad to stay. And this week, getting to the part where I tell everybody this situation right here. You have to choose your hard. You have to choose the pain, y'all. Both situations are going to hurt. It's going to hurt either way. You're going to be in pain either way, right? So you have to choose the pain that you want to experience. Both roads hurt. Taking the road of leaving hurts. Taking the road of going back hurts. But guess what? Going back is easy. Going back sometimes eases the pain because the hurt can go away. You can get a quick fix. You can get a quick fix to make the pain go away. But it's going to come back, and you know it's going to come back. You wake up in the middle of the night after y'all done clap some cheeks or whatever. You wake up in the middle of the night and understand like, damn, what the hell am I doing? I'm not happy here. I'm sad. But at least my stomach doesn't hurt. At least my head doesn't hurt. At least my heart doesn't hurt. Because when I was away from this person, everything was hurting. But I got a quick fix. But now I'm sad as hell again. Now I'm depressed. Every time you go back, you get more and more depressed. Every time you go back, you get sadder and sadder and sadder. Yeah, it feels good. It feels good in the moment to have this, to get that hit, to get your fix of this person, to dull the pain. But guess what? After a while, it's going to go right back to where it's been. They apologize for everything, which means nothing. Absolutely apologizing for everything means absolutely nothing. If you think about it, I'm sorry for everything. Doesn't really have a meaning, y'all. It doesn't mean anything. Think about it. You know what I mean? This is what I tell people all the time. If somebody is apologizing for everything, they're not apologizing for one thing in particular. So going back is hard as hell to go back, because you understand the fix is temporary. The way you feel right now is temporary. But taking the road of leaving and staying gone is going to hurt. But after a while, the pain subsides, y'all. You just got to push through the pain. You have to push through the threshold. If you want to be cured, if you want to be filled, if you want to kick this person addiction, this human addiction, this toxic relationship addiction, you have to persevere through the pain. You have to push through the pain. You know, you have to understand that this, you have to write it down, reread it to yourself, commit it to yourself that this relationship is toxic. Going back is only a temporary fix. The main fix is staying gone and committing to being gone. You know what I mean? And that's why I tell people all the time in this dynamic, staying gone and committing to being gone is going to help save you. You know what I mean? It's going to help empower you and things like that. That's why I tell people from this point forward, you have to walk down this road of pain. It's going to hurt for a little while. I promise you it's going to hurt for a little while. But it gets better over time if you allow it to. You have to allow it to get better. You just have to push through the pain. Choose your heart. But one heart gets better over one set of pain, one road of pain gets better over time the longer you stay away from it. The longer you walk down this pathway of staying away from the toxic person, staying away from the toxic relationship, that gets better over time. It takes a little bit longer, but going back into it, you're going to continue the pain over and over again. You're going to keep reestablishing the pain over and over again. You're going to keep redoing the same things over and over and over and over and over again. To what end, y'all? Especially if you got kids. Your kids going to keep seeing you going back into this toxic relationship, because if you have children by this person or around this person, they're going to see you going back and forth, getting this trauma bond, getting this little dopamine hit from going back into they're going to see you going back into this relationship, dulling the pain. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to mirror your relationship when they grow up. And guess what you're going to do? Hey, baby, don't go into that relationship. It's toxic. And guess what your kids are going to look at you and say, who the hell are you going to tell me to go? Who are you to tell me not to go into a toxic relationship when you stayed in one your whole life? And we saw you doing it back and forth. We saw you going back into a toxic relationship back and forth. Who are you to tell me not to do it? I'm just telling you, y'all kids are going to grow up and they're going to see this stuff and they're going to call you on it. Moment of silence. I hope that's set with you. Like, Link, did you get quiet? Did the video freeze? No, I wanted to be a moment of silence for you. You don't love this person anymore. You have to love yourself more. But Lee, how do we break the trauma bond? First of all, establish that understand that the relationship is over and that you don't love the person anymore. Be real with you. Give yourself closure. You see what I'm saying? But you see this right here? This also helps right here. This my friend wrote this journal right here, the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. It helps you. This is on Amazon. And another thing on Amazon is my self-love journal, because a lot of people stuck in these trauma bond situations have a lack of self-love. They have a lack of self-worth. My journal is on Amazon as well. The I Love Me, the self-love journal, is on Amazon too, to help you regain that self-love, help you stay on track. Both of those on Amazon. You know what I mean? Link is in the description for every single video. Anyways, y'all, I know I rambled on longer than what I normally ramble on, but I had to just put this into your perspective, because these toxic relationships sometimes just dull the pain of leaving. You know what you need to do. Your heart and your mind are not in alignment. You need them to meet. If your heart and your mind are not in alignment and you being led by your heart, you're going to be led down the pathway of turmoil. Your brain, the logic center is seeing it. Your brain is like, I know it's not good. I see it's not good. I feel it's not good. But your heart is like, but I love them though. I love them. Your heart will get you hurt. I know people gonna say, believe, you don't understand. You're a narcissist. I get it, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.